Hey everyone, it's Laura Bennett here, your daily dose of real talk and a whole lot of heart. Buckle up because today we're diving deep into something super important. Self-love and acceptance. Seriously, folks, in this crazy world that bombards us with messages about who we should be, taking time to cultivate self-love is more crucial than ever. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put your favorite plant in a dark corner and neglect it, would you? We treat our inner selves with so much less care. Now, I know what you might be thinking, self-love sounds great, Laura, but how do I actually do it? Trust me, I get it. It's not always easy, especially when we have those pesky inner critics whispering doubts in our ears. But guess what? You are worthy of love, just as you are, right here, right now. It's about recognizing your strengths, embracing your imperfections, and treating yourself with the same kindness and compassion you would extend to a dear friend. Here's the thing. Self-love isn't about becoming someone perfect or flawless. It's about accepting who you are, the good, the bad, and the messy bits in between. Think of it like a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments where you feel amazing and others where you need a little extra TLC. But the key is to keep moving forward with self-compassion. Okay, let's break this down into five powerful takeaways that can help you cultivate that self-love vibe every single day. Firstly, practice gratitude. Seriously, take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny morning, a supportive friend, these little things add up. When you focus on what you're grateful for, it shifts your perspective and makes space for more positivity. Secondly, be kind to yourself. This is huge, people. We often beat ourselves up over mistakes or setbacks, but remember, everyone stumbles sometimes. Instead of dwelling on the negative, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a loved one. Offer yourself forgiveness, learn from your experiences, and keep moving forward with grace. Thirdly, set healthy boundaries. This means saying no when you need to, prioritizing your own well-being, and protecting your energy. It's not selfish, it's self-care. Learn to recognize what drains you and what energizes you, and make choices that align with your values. Fourthly, invest in activities that bring you joy. Make time for things that light you up, whether it's painting, dancing, reading, spending time in nature, or anything else that makes your soul sing. When you engage in activities that nourish your spirit, you cultivate a sense of fulfillment and self-worth. Lastly, surround yourself with positive people. You know those friends who lift you up, encourage your dreams, and celebrate your successes. Hold on to them tight. Choose to spend time with people who make you feel good about yourself and support your journey. Remember, the company you keep reflects on your own inner world. Ever felt like that voice in your head is constantly criticizing you? You know, the one that whispers not good enough or you should be doing more. Well, I've been there countless times. One day, I was comparing myself to other people online and feeling super inadequate. Then it hit me, I'm like a sunflower trying to grow in a shady spot, reaching for the sun when all I needed was to embrace my own unique growth pattern. I realized that comparing myself to others was just stealing my joy. Instead of focusing on what they were doing, I decided to celebrate my own strengths and acknowledge where I was making progress. It wasn't easy at first, but by practicing self-compassion and shifting my focus inward, I started feeling more confident and content with who I am. So remember this. You are worthy of love, acceptance, and happiness. Start by treating yourself like the amazing human being you are. Practice gratitude. Be kind to yourself, set those boundaries, find joy in your passions, and surround yourself with positive people. These small steps can make a world of difference. And hey, if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend who could use a little self-love boost. And let me know your thoughts what helps you cultivate self-love every day. Head over to our social media and join the conversation. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.